This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 0803. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from WorldNet Daily, January 14, 2003, with the headline, Palestinian Child Terrorist. In two separate incidents this month, armed Palestinian youths have infiltrated Jewish communities in the Gaza Strip. On Saturday, 14-year-old Ahmad Hamis Ismail Al-Hanagra and his 17-year-old brother, Mohammed Hamis Ismail Al-Hanagra, were apprehended by Israeli Defense Forces after entering the community of Netzarim in the northern Gaza Strip, armed with knives. The IDF said that the brothers, who live in the village of Wadi Az, were lightly injured during a confrontation, treated, and sent to a hospital. On January 1st, three youths armed with knives tried to infiltrate the community of Eli Sinai, the IDF said. Jihad Ghana Abed, 15, Muhammad Atiyah Duas, 15, and Tariq Zayed Duas, 16, all from Jabalia refugee camp, were killed by Israeli forces near the community. The IDF said the youths had been sent by the Popular Resistance Committees, one of the biggest umbrella organizations for terrorists in the Gaza Strip. Senior Israeli security sources said this type of incident had been widely practiced since the beginning of the Intifada, illustrating the cynical usage of naive children and adolescents by Palestinian terrorist organizations. Shortly after the Intifada began in September 2000, the Mufti of Jerusalem, the city's highest Muslim religious authority, spoke of his admiration for child martyrs. There is no doubt that a child martyr suggests that the new generation will carry on the mission with determination, Sheikh Ikrimah Sabri told the Egyptian weekly Al-Haram Al-Arabi. The younger the martyr, the greater and the more I respect him, said the Mufti, who was appointed by Palestinian Authority President Yasser Arafat. An Israeli video documentary in 1998 showed how Palestinian children are taught to hate Jews, to glorify jihad, violence, death, and child martyrdom. A Sesame Street-like children's program called The Children's Club showed very young children singing songs about wanting to become suicide warriors and to take up a machine gun to direct violence, anger against Israelis. During the show, which features children aged 4 to 10, one young boy sings, "When I wander into Jerusalem, I will become a suicide bomber." Afterward, other children stand to call for jihad, holy war to the end against the Zionist enemy.
Dave, I'm going to ask you a question that I know your answer is going to shock people, but I want to preface it this way. Based on your study, 50 years of ministry, looking at everything from every religion possible, you know, and I've been working with you for 20-some years, every cult, every supposed major religion, your research with regard to history, your research with regard to, in detail, the books you've written and documented, some in some cases, you know, hundreds and hundreds of footnotes and so on. Have you ever researched a religion like Islam?
there is no religion like Islam. Tell them, I don't know of any. Now, there may be some very small sects, violent sects, but I don't know of any religion. First of all, we've quoted it before, but let's quote it again. Muhammad said the last day will not come, and you know the last day is when the good deeds are weighed against the bad. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing doesn't wind up until the Muslims have confronted the Jews and the Muslims destroy them. Even the rocks and trees will cry out, Muslim, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. Now, I don't know of any religion that is based upon, it cannot consummate, it cannot reach its conclusion until every Jew on the face of the earth has been killed. And Muhammad killed every Jew in Arabia, in the Arabian Peninsula. To this day, no Jew is allowed to set foot in Saudi Arabia. Now, there have been, I think, a couple of...
Yeah, Henry Kissinger would be one.
And Lieberman.
Special exemptions.
But they would be the rare exceptions. Furthermore, Muhammad said, Allah has commanded me to fight against all people until all people confess there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. Now, we could go down through history, Tom, and I am not exaggerating. Anyone wants to challenge me, it can be documented. Muslims have killed millions, millions of Christians. They've killed more Christians, and I'm not saying they're all born-again evangelicals. Many, many Catholics, many Syrian Christians, Coptics, and so forth, Armenians. A couple million Armenians were killed by the Turks. They have slaughtered millions, shall I say it again, millions down through history, all across the world to spread Islam. The streets of Constantinople ran with blood. For 3 days they were slaughtering and so forth. But that could be recited all over the world in Fez, Morocco. You had 6,000, now these are Jews now, 6,000 Jews were slaughtered in one slaughter. But these are not just atrocities. This is Islam.
And it, as this article tells us, this begins at the cradle, almost.
It begins there because, well, that's part of it. The suicide bombers are glorified. The terrorists are glorified. Streets are named after them. They are the heroes. Their pictures are up, like NBA or NFL stars here in America. You saw the man on television. Remember, his son blew himself up and killed a number of Israelis. And he said, I wish I had 10 sons who could do this. So this is Islam. I don't know of any religion that even approaches it in its violence, determined violence, as the very heart of this religion. Today, they're killing Christians, non-Muslims. Many aren't Christians. By the hundreds and thousands in Sudan, in Nigeria, in Indonesia. I was speaking at a church recently, and the pastor had just come from Nigeria. They got too far to the north. 15 of the northern states, of the 19 northern states in Nigeria, have adopted Sharia, Islamic law. He was there for a convention of Gideons. He said while he was there, 15 Gideons were beheaded. You didn't read of this in the papers. It didn't make CNN. It is happening everywhere. This is Islam. There is no other religion like it, and that this could be called peace, that our president would even say, it's peace. I find that incomprehensible, and I think there ought to be an outcry around the world against this lie.